right, it's the Fun Friday Mother's Day show.
Get her jacked up on cheap champagne. I love it.
I gotta love it. And I'm sure the mothers love it too. And we want to thank all the mothers out there for being mothers, I guess.
Oh,
and
yes,
Jan, you
thanks.
Qualify. So happy Mother's Day show from
thanks.
Fun Friday. You're listening to KPCW's Fun Friday show. I'm John Burdick.
I'm Jan Williams.
And we are the place to find out all the fun things going on in town. So on today's show, we have a Sally coming in today, talking about Mother's Day celebrations going on at the Swanner Eco Center. So we will be talking with her on today's show. We have tickets to give away. We have all sorts of fun things. I have done some research into the whole Mother's Day holiday, so you will feel smarter having listened to today's show.
As always.
And you will learn that there's a couple of these facts that you just will be blown away by. And then other things that we have going on, we will let you know what's going on in town in this kind of drizzly day. It is supposed to snow, unfortunately. I did say that. It was a bad four-letter word right
now. It's okay.
But we are going to maybe see some snow for the weekend. But other than that, I'm sure there are things that you can do and go out and have some fun.
We have indoor fun.
We have indoor fun. And then, of course, I found some really idiots that have made the criminal list this week. One might even qualify for the stupidest criminal of the year.
He definitely goes into the
definitely
file.
Definitely go into the file. So
you're
that's at the end of today's show. You want to hold on to that.
I'm sure their moms are so proud.
Oh, so proud.
Yes.
You know, it's nothing
they're
like
good.
Making the stupid criminal list on Fun Friday to really, you know, tell mom you've achieved something.
I really thought about this, and it was successful.
Success.
And I'm all happy. So as the president of the Procrastinators Club.
You are?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a while, so I'm trying to give that crown to somebody else,
no,
but it keeps coming
it
back.
It just fits so well on your head.
So, yes. So, you know, the Friday before Mother's Day, and you did not get mom a gift. Oh, no. But faithful fans will be giving away tickets to events. And we have a couple pairs of tickets to the Natural History Museum of Utah. And why would we be giving tickets away? Because they have their chocolate exhibit.
Oh, chocolate. We love you.
We really love you. I'm still full. And I had a sugar buzz going, then I had a sugar crash. Oh, it was bad.
They were nice enough to invite us to a chocolate lunch yesterday. So Jan and I went on assignment to the Sky Lodge in Table 1. Thank you for putting together an amazing meal, all made with chocolate all the time. And you can hear and learn about the history of chocolate down at the Natural History Museum. And they were there too.
And we've got two pairs of tickets.
And Solstice Scott from Solstice Chocolate,
yeah,
a local chocolatier that was able to put together some amazing facts about these chocolates. It takes like 3 days for him to cure this chocolate.
To make 50 pounds of chocolate is 3 days.
Wow.
So I had to ask why. I don't get it. Who knew?
There's a baking process with the beans and the shucking of things off of the beans.
That's it.
Yeah. And then there's a milling. He had some tools and stuff. It was a very interesting lunch and very filling. And we want to thank everybody.
and a big net.
And then
big
I brought the truffles back for the ladies here in the KPCW office. So everybody got to taste some of the Solstice chocolate that we got yesterday.
Okay. So if you want a pair of tickets, 655 what? 8255.
Yes, 655-TALK or 655-8255 is the number to call.
Go with 655-CHOCOLATE, but that doesn't work.
Yeah, you're going to get a whole different realm there. You might end up in India if you call 655-CHOCOLATE.
Or down in Salt Lake.
Okay.
So if you want to go, take mom or not take mom, just take yourself.
Or just show up.
They have this chocolate exhibit, and on Saturdays they've got the tasting. So, that was delightful.
Go. And okay. I believe Christian, the chef at the Sky Lodge will be doing some chocolate, some of the things that we got to taste yesterday. So that's another thing going on there. We want to welcome you to the air. You're on air. Welcome to Fun Friday. Who's this?
Hi there, Jane.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
You want some chocolate?
Yes, I love chocolate.
All right, cool. What's your last name?
Riley.
All right, we will have the tickets here for you at KPCW in the studios right here in Sweet Alley. And
awesome.
And you
thanks
get to
so
go
much.
Check out the chocolate. Are you a mom?
What?
Are you a mother?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
Happy Mother's Day. Two tickets
thank
to the
you.
Natural History Museum of Utah. They're good through the end of the year, but the chocolate exhibit is good through June
17th.
June 1st.
And then they're
for the chocolate part, but you can use them anytime. But I would say, you know, try and go down and get that. All right, so we are going to hang on to these tickets for you. Just stop by and say hi to Ethel, and I'll have them out front for you. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
That's simple.
Bye. Right back to the next caller. You're on the air. Welcome to Fun Friday. Who's this?
This is Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Dan?
Good. Dave? How are you today?
Good. You want some chocolate tickets?
Sounds like a great idea.
It is a good idea, you know. And I want to, you know, say that Fun Friday is the place for everybody that's forgotten about Mother's Day.
Yes.
To learn and pick something up for mom right away. Anyway, what's your last name?
It's Smaha.
Okay.
Spell that.
S-M-A-H-A.
Got it.
And did you say Dan or Dave?
It's Ben with a B.
Ben. Nothing. Yeah. I'm still on the sugar buzz.
Yes.
All right, these two tickets for you are here at the station, so stop by. Oh, during business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, go see Ethel.
Ethel.
And coming at them.
Awesome. Thanks, Ben, for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being a fan.
All right.
Thanks, Fansters.
Well, there we go.
We have new Fansters, too, this week, right?
We do. We want to thank the new likes that we have on Facebook, and you can be the new like that we mention next week. If you jump onto Facebook, it's KPCW Fun Fridays. You find out first. All of our Fansters find out first of what's going on. Fun pictures. We have some pictures up from the chocolate tasting yesterday. So check it out. Get on the social media. Not while you're driving in this kind of rainy weather, though.
No, just kind of stick to it. So there's lots of stuff going on. First of all, Mother's Day weekend. Nothing says Mother's Day like NASCAR. Okay, NASCAR fans. Saturday night. It's not Sunday. I'm telling you now, it's Saturday at 7:30 in Kansas. That's NASCAR.
You're
That's
going to Kansas now? We're going to send
well,
you an assignment
I'm gonna have
in Kansas?
To, yes. I think Tim brought the helicopter back from Europe, and I'm going to
so
take
nice
the helicopter and go to Kansas and see the NASCAR race. Yeah. It's important.
It is very important.
It's not important at all. It's just so much
fun. It keeps
fun.
This mom happy, so
yes.
It's definitely important.
Yeah, I got to say, Zach and Nate... definitely got me hooked on NASCAR. So.
Did they?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, there you go. The boys.
Oh, so go ahead. Ask, what would a mom
Hey, what
like
would a mom want for Mother's Day?
Well, Zach and Nate, perhaps a new white robe from JCPenney. But I'm just saying.
A fluffy white robe that mom could wear around the house.
Just saying.
Yep. So that's right. That's one thing. What does every mom want for Mother's Day?
If you've Breakfast got in bed.
Okay. So maybe you've got an idea, something unique or fun or frivolous. Give us a call at 655-8255, the number to call, and some unique Mother's Day gift ideas that we can read out on air.
Yeah, pass along.
And we can pass along to
you know, it's last minute.
Our procrastinators.
Yep.
And we have the president here. So,
yes, I say know. It proudly. Although I did get the card and the gift off in time. So
did you?
I'm going to have to pass the crown to someone else. Who All wants right. it?
Now, I got my mom a Mother's Day gift. But as far as the timing of it, it'll probably show up into the Mother's Day season, which is
okay.
It'll show up sometime next week.
All right, here you go. You are the
Sunday
president
day.
Of the Procrastinators Club.
I'm vice president, really.
Nope, you've just upgraded.
I just, how did I get the crown?
Because my Mother's Day card and gift
make it,
made
huh?
it on time. And yours did not.
Okay. Well, you know, there miracles can happen.
That's right.
It's possible that I've got some very speedy ground crew on the whole delivery.
We could
thing.
Take the helicopter and you know swing by Chicago first, and then go down to Kansas. And mom gets more than a day, so you can celebrate Mother's Day anytime. So it's not like it's late. You get Mother's Day all week. So
do you know
we'll
how long we've been celebrating this holiday since 1914, when President Woodrow Wilson declared Mother's Day a national holiday, and we want to thank Anna Jarvis, who is credited with Mother's Day's invention. Yeah, Anna Jarvis.
She decided she needed a day off?
I don't know. She just decided that to celebrate Mother's Day on usually the second Sunday in May. So where did she come up with this?
I don't know. I was sitting around and went, I need a day off. I'm putting my feet up. You make me cake.
Well, we got the Greeks and the Romans. They got in on it, believe, back in the day. With
But they
goddesses.
Didn't have Hallmark.
No, they did not have the Hallmark tradition. They probably were not knocking out the cards like they are. I should see how much is spent on flowers.
Oh, tons. And I do believe Mother's Day is a number one phone call day.
Right.
Like, you know, everybody will at least call mom and say, Happy Mother's Day. Oh, so happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yep.
There you go.
All right. So of West Virginia helped start Mother's Day's work club to teach local women how to properly care for their children. The clubs later became a unifying force in a region of the country still divided over the Civil War. And this was...
Was a club?
Yeah. Jarvis organized the Mother's Friendship Day.
Was that the first nonprofit in Park City?
It apparently was. But I don't think it was in. It was in West Virginia.
Okay.
It was very close, but not in.
Because we
Park
need
City.
One more.
Yes.
But so, it's okay. Nonprofits do good things.
Yep.
Yep. So, and that kind of led me to this first annual Bling Fling.
Ooh, we have Bling?
Yeah.
Now, today's show?
Well, This deal is Saturday, May 17th, which is next week.
Okay.
But you can donate your...
bling?
Yeah, your gently used jewelry, watches, handbags, scarves, belts to benefit the Peace House.
The Peace House.
So I wanted to say that today. So go check it out, peacehouse.org. It's a bling fling. So donate your stuff this week, and then you can go to the event next week, and that's why I wanted to mention
to,
that.
I went to the luncheon this Wednesday for the Peace House. That was great event that they did, kind of giving me a lot of history of the Peace House, which I did not know. So
there you go.
I was smarter having gone to, and fuller having gone to the lunch.
Was that this
smarter
week?
And fuller.
This is a big lunch week, isn't it?
I am lunching all week.
What are we doing today for lunch?
What are we doing? I'm going to hang out and make some pizzas.
I think I'll have another. No, I already had my donut. I'm good. All right. We also have a surprise gift.
Ooh.
And we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but it's kind of a teaser. We do have a surprise gift that you can win for your mom, and we'll just chat about that in a minute. But we're going to say, hey, thanks to these little underwriters and see what's going on.
Stay tuned. We have more mom facts for you and guests and more, so stay tuned.
I'm Monica Simos with the Park City High School Minor Detail Show, informing you of current events at the high school and in the community every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. Tune in Saturday nights or listen online at kpcw.org and like our Minor Details Facebook page.
Brought to you by Rich Fine Realtor, UPS Stores, and Elliott Work Group.
Hi, I'm Amy Roberts from Park City Medical Center, a nonprofit community hospital and part of the Intermountain Healthcare System. Park City Medical Center is proud to be consistently recognized as having some of the most engaged employees in the country. Little wonder, considering we offer all employees a pension plan, 401k, excellent insurance, and of course, year-round employment. We are currently recruiting nurses, registrars, housekeepers, kitchen staff, and more. Visit parkcitymedicalcenter.org to find your dream job.
That is a Mother's Day gift. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I got a job and I'm moving out of the basement. See, that's just love.
That's love right there. That nothing like that for a Mother's Day gift. All right, check this out. The longest or the most children by recorded for a single mother, 69 kids.
One mom had 69 kids?
Yes, Fedora Vasilyevna.
Sure.
Of Russia. Total of 27. She reportedly gave birth to 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets.
Wow.
Yes. 1707 to 1782.
That was my next question.
The oldest woman
giving
birth?
Oh, wait a minute. Say that
again. Okay, here we go.
What were those dates representing?
1707 to 1782. This Russian woman gave the highest official recorded number of children, 69.
That's insane.
That is a little crazy.
That is not a Guinness World Record breaker I would even attempt.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to go for that one anytime soon.
Uh-uh.
Shortest interval between births goes to Joseph Robert, Anna Jessica Joyce on March 30th, 2000, 208 days apart for the kids.
It's pretty quick.
Not so bad. And then we've got Bobby McCaughey, who has gave birth to the first set of septuplets, 4 boys and 3 girls in November of 1997
in
Iowa.
Wow, instant family.
Yes,
wow.
Instant family.
At least they got room to roam around on the farm.
Oldest mom? Guess how old the oldest mom was.
Oh, I don't know. Is this the same Russian woman?
No, she didn't win this one. This is oldest mother, though it's hard to exactly know the oldest mother. We've got... Rajo Diva Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's great-great-grandmother, in India, hit in 2008. She got a baby girl at the age of 70, she wins as the oldest recorded mother of birth.
Wow. 70?
70. Then right behind her, there's another Indian woman. It was 66, and then another one at 65 with a boy.
You go, girl.
In 03.
Now there's a reality TV show for the History Channel.
Yes. I couldn't even imagine.
I'm stunned.
Guess what state has the most moms per state?
Oh, no, isn't that an interesting question? Most moms.
Most children per mom in the U.S. states.
Okay, most children per mom. Oh, well, that's almost a giveaway if you look out the window.
Our lovely state of Utah
has
won. Second place is Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
I think Rhode Island has the least. So in this little graphic's a little crazy.
Okay.
And then most money spent on dollars for this one.
For Mother's Day?
$671 million will be spent on cards, $1.9 million on flowers, and $126 million in gifts. The most expensive flower in the world, if you're really looking to spend some money, $248,912 for a Shazian orchid that you can buy.
Does that include delivery?
I am sure it does. I'm pretty sure you're going to get that delivered to you for 240. Maybe it'll be $248,913.
There you go. Tip your guy.
You'll get a deal, I'm sure.
Wow.
That's insane, isn't it?
And where are they from, those flowers?
They are from Japan. So
you can get it in time.
I don't know. I couldn't get my thing to Chicago in time. I don't think you can get this orchid in time.
We'll see. We'll just see what happens. Oh, so let's see what is going on. Oh, a mother's wish.
Okay.
Let's see.
What's that one?
Well, this one is kind of heartfelt. So
going on this weekend.
Yeah, this May, sign up to volunteer as a mentor with Big Brothers and Big Sisters so you can help a mother's wish come true. For more information, you can call 649-9366. So there you go. Be a big brother, big sister, like a mom-like.
There you go.
Figure.
And you can mentor some children.
That's a present to give right there.
I like it.
Yep, and there's no price tag on that.
Just time and
yep, there you
well
go.
Spent.
Yep,
it's
a priceless
tutelage.
Effort. Yep. So maybe you can't really swing that and didn't want to do that. The Park City Sunday Market needs some volunteers.
They're starting up pretty soon, aren't they?
They are starting up. So that'll be June. They'll be part of Fun Friday, so we're looking forward to that. And if you want to volunteer for the Silly Sunday Market, oh, yeah, here it is, June 8th through September 21st.
June 8th, the first Silly Market.
Yeah.
Silliness
that
will
seems,
ensue.
That seems early. So volunteers of all ages and interest are encouraged to supply. So get silly and check it out, parksillysundaymarket.com.
Perfect.
There you go. Go do something on Sundays that you wouldn't normally do. What is it? It is Try Something New Year. So
this is our pledge from the beginning of the year. We're doing pretty good with it.
I think so.
Trying new things.
Yep, try it. So maybe you want to do that. There's free admission at the Park City Museum on May 15th.
May 15th.
Yep, line up. Visit for the first time. Revisit. Go check it out.
Thursday.
Yeah. I think they're going to rack up their Minds to Moguls, 50 years of Park City skiing. Soon.
I saw that. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, people
should
go see that.
I did go check that out.
Right on
Main
Street.
Hear the voice of KPCW's very own Larry Warren on most of the exhibits.
Telling us all about it.
Telling us about
Thursday.
The history of Park City.
It's free and it's a museum.
And it's fun and it's right here.
It's right there.
Right on Main Street.
I'll go. That's Thursday. So I'm going to write that down. I didn't write down what time it is.
The museum?
Yeah.
I think they open at 10 or 11.
Show up at 11 because you know they'll be there by 11.
Sure, get some coffee.
There you go. Yeah.
Just go play, shop on Main Street, pop
check
in and
it out.
Oh, free parking on Sundays on Main Street.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So that's a good reason to bring mom to Main Street. Like, you need free parking is the only reason, but yeah.
There you go. I am showing my skills of saving money to my mom.
I'm going
to
spend that money right back on mom.
Yep. There you go.
And
go
on Main Street. So.
Brunch. See, if you've got little kids, you do the breakfast in bed. Then they get a little bit older and they'll take you out. Then they get really old and they buy you white robes from JCPenney.
Wow.
For example.
Two times. Let's see how many times Jan can get this into the show today.
Let's see what I'll keep you posted and do a final report next week.
What we need to do is send a text to your kids to make sure they're listening to the show.
Yes.
Or even out of bed at this point.
Oh, probably neither one.
Uh-huh.
Just because they work late.
Yes, they do.
There
and
you go.
Thank you, Zach, for working hard for me at the Salt Lake location.
No, so they're having a good time. So go be bachelors, have some fun. The Minor Film Festival is May 14th. That is Wednesday.
Some local young artists have put together their films.
It features Park City High School and Treasure Mountain Junior High film students.
These are fun shows, and these are, these are your up-and-coming filmmakers. You saw them here first.
That's right.
Before they moved on to the greater, festivals and whatnot.
The big festivals in Hollywood. It's at the Eccles Center, which is at the high school, and I would say go check it out. And maybe you don't have kids who have made movies, but your kid might be inspired if you go take them and check this out and go, look what this high school student did. You could do that too.
Yes.
So it's kind of an inspirational thing too. So it's amazing though, Park City High, that you can make a movie. We didn't have movies in high school when I was in high school. That was not a class we could choose.
We had the AV department.
With the slides?
With the slides and moving stuff. And VCRs there running around the halls.
The class, the science class.
Actually, we used to make movies with the VHS, the huge cameras and stuff. And then you'd have to do like all in. I mean, we were not so technical savvy, but we would do all the cutting inside the film. So you'd shoot it and then you'd do all the editing while you were shooting. So it was it's not as easy. Now they've got, programs and computers
and a whole class,
all digital stuff that
so
you can
check
shoot.
That out. I think it's fun. You can go to kpcw.org. There's a whole list of events, PSAs, all sorts of things you can link through and check it out. So big Mother's Day plans. What have you got going on? 655-8255. And let's see. Our guest will be in shortly.
Okay.
So
more Mother's Day facts that I can give
you. And I've got tickets to give away.
Yes.
Do we want to do that now?
No, we'll do it
wait?
After our guest.
Oh, yes. We'll do it after the guest. You're going to – this is a very nice, generous prize. And I'll tease it by saying thanks to Terry Orr. So stick around for the
4.1 million new mothers in America. That is the number of mothers who have given birth between 15 and 50 in the past 12 months. 4.1.
4.1 mothers?
Million mothers.
Oh, million.
Mothers. In the last 12 months.
See, then those totals of cards and flowers, you go, okay, well, that just
and
makes
India
sense.
And India celebrates Mother's Day in October for 10 whole days.
Wow.
They got us beat.
Okay, so maybe we need to extend that so there's no more procrastination.
Mother's Day season is
what Mother's Day season. I kind of like that.
Yes.
So we could check that out. I'm going to turn the page here and go right to the, Young Riders Bike Swap.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's coming up. So my thinking is you can spend one day with mom on Sunday and make it a big deal, or you can think ahead and go, you know what? We're going to do this all summer, mom. We're going to go get bikes for the family. That's kind of what this is leading up to. So the bike swap is the 10th and 11th. It's at the yard. If you want to sell it, and we heard this on Leslie's show too, but you can drop them off at Jan's and White Pine Touring, and that would be, is it too late to do that? I'm sure they'll take more.
I don't know. Well, you have to call Jans to find out.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll have to do that.
But tomorrow all day? Or what are the times?
Well, the swap is the 10th and the 11th.
Okay, so it's
make
all
sure
day
the family
the
is all suited up with bikes, and then you can have Mother's Day anytime and go for a family ride.
And then
make
go
it a
get a new
summer.
Bike for mom and maybe.
Yeah, a new used one.
Okay.
So, I mean,
that's
you can get her a new
you,
one.
Right?
There you go. Yes, you can get a new one. But the bike swap sponsors and supports young riders. So it's purposeful.
It has a purpose.
And they have accessories and apparel. So go
helmets,
shopping.
Key. Got to buy some of those things. Maybe
and
some gloves.
A deck of cards with the clothespin. So it makes
don't
that
do
noise.
That
and then you got those little streamer things that you stick in the handlebars and zing zing a little bike.
Okay.
Bell. Zing zing.
Do they still make banana seats?
Butterfly handlebars.
Butterfly handlebars and banana seats.
That was Sears.
And I would like a raccoon tail hanging off of the back.
And a deck of cards.
Exactly,
and
a deck of cards. That sounds just like a motorcycle.
Oh, it was so simple then, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It's so complicated. Now you have to make a movie about it.
I did. My sister had a banana seat bike, and I used to steal it and get see like
the bike or the seat.
No, not the seat. The bike.
Whole
thing. And then I try to see how many guys we could ride on my sister's little
bike. Like a clown car.
Like a clown car. It was totally like a clown car. Or the other thing that we'll come back from John's history was I made the investment in a moped in high school because my parents were not up for me getting a car. So I did the next worst thing, which is to get a moped. And I would take this moped I went to school in the south side of Chicago, and I would ride this thing every day as much as I could because I really didn't want to take the bus. And I, like mid-January, I'd be riding this moped to school, and Akko was on the back. This one of my best friends growing up was this really skinny, tall guy that I would have on the back of this moped every
little
day.
Little tiny moped.
Yep, a little tiny moped, and it was a Honda Elite 80, I remember. And
and what happened to it?
Well, the worst was my hands would be like curled positions by first period. It was so cold, so cold, and I'd take lower whacker drive because it was the way to avoid the snow
and the wind.
And
can't
the wind.
Avoid the wind.
No, there was no avoiding the wind.
And for those who don't know, the winters in Chicago are so much colder than here.
They're a little chilly.
They're very cold.
And I grew up right off the lake, so it's like add another 50 degrees wind chill.
Oh, Oh, that was brave. We took the bus, and it was okay.
I was okay with the bus. I'm just saying, once I got the moped, it was like no turning back.
You were a free man.
I was free.
Free and going. Speaking of free, see how it all leads together?
It comes right full circle.
In Wasatch County tomorrow is the Kids Health and Safety Fair. So that's kind of an interesting little twist on Mother's Day, too. It's from 9 until 5. It's right on Main Street. So the Health and Safety Fair activities, you get free ID kits and fingerprinting, screenings, low-cost car seats. You want your kid to be in a car seat. There's some bike helmets.
There you go.
Yep, things to do that are all unplugged. You can be unplugged with mom. So you can go check it out. The EMS guys will be there. The fire dudes will be there. So there's some state park passes and games and fun. There'll be a mile-by-mile marathon. So it's a nice little family event tomorrow to lead up to Mother's Day, and that is in Wasatch County. So go check it out tomorrow, 9 o'clock, right there on Main Street. You can't miss it.
Main Street in Heber?
Yeah, Heber.
There you go.
Right there.
And
that's tomorrow.
There you go. That's the starting of the Mother's Day punch pass.
Don't care what the weather is because you just wear different shoes. So it doesn't matter.
Just wear different shoes.
And then see, like today, it's a little rainy. It's
snowy.
A little snowy. Just wear different shoes. It's not going to get bad. It'll be fun. So
it says, according to our lovely weather prediction here, we have a 70% chance of rain or snow with a high of 47 today. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain / snow with a low of 30. Saturday, unfortunately, a 40% chance of rain and snow. 50% chance Saturday night. And then Sunday, Mother's Day, 60% chance of snow here in Park City with a high of 45 expected.
She might need garden gloves and mittens.
At the same time. So, yeah, we were talking. We've got an underwriter to honor, and then we will be right back with Sally from the Swanner Nature Preserve. So stay tuned.
Hey, Park City, Running With Ed is almost here. We hope you're taking part in the community celebration for education. If you didn't sign up to run, come by the Rock and Finish Party on May 17th to cheer on your teachers, friends, and neighbors. Great music, food, and activities for the kids make it a perfect way to celebrate while raising money for the Park City School District. Party starts at 2 p.m. and $10 gets you in the door. I hope to see you there. Running With Ed is a project of the Park City Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization.
KPCW and the Park City Museum present the weekly series Park City History Bits. Discover a new nugget of local history each week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:45, Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:45, and Saturday mornings at 8:45. Brought to you by Julie Hopkins of Keller Williams Real Estate.
And thank you for that. Here we are. It's 9:34. Welcome to Fun Friday. Oh, and the goodness just keeps going.
Keeps going. The mother in bed thing, the breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
I'm sure... I don't know if moms really are, you know, they're appreciative of it. And then at the same time, how do you stay in bed when you know the kids are just destroying the kitchen?
It's almost the same every day, huh? Because you go, you know what? They're having so much fun in there. It's okay if you make a big, giant, messy disaster.
And then bring it into the bedroom.
Yes, and make a big, giant disaster there. And as a mom, you just go, it's okay.
It's okay.
Because you're going to help me clean it up. See, everyone is involved this weekend.
It's a whole family festivity.
It's a big family thing. So I thought instead of sending my mom flowers where the guy shows up with the box, which is all nice and you should do that because moms appreciate it. But I thought maybe this year I'd do the, it's no surprise, mom, because you already got your present.
Yes.
Flowers to plant out in the garden.
That sounds like an iffy thing to do here in May in Park City.
Maybe, but you can still start them and get the gloves and the tools and you can have your little flowers in the garage. There's a basic season extension class.
And learning how to do this?
Yeah.
How not to kill my plants and boxes?
Learn how to get your garden off to the right start in the challenging Park City climate. Bam.
Boom. Right there.
Summit Community Gardens basic season extension class goes over the easy techniques. So you can go check out the classes. So go to summitcommunitygardens.org. They've got some classes. So if you give her some pansies, those are easy.
Pansies are easy?
Yeah, easy. Petunias, easy, last a long time.
I'm going to try my tomaco again, which is my...
Now explain what this is to our new fans.
To our new fans, or those who are not fans of The Simpsons or know anything about my life. I have a garden boxes that have been sitting on my deck for years that I have decided to finally plant maybe some tomatoes in, but they have been serving as cigarette butt ashtrays for my friends and family when they come over. And so I am inspired by The Simpsons, who came up with a new product called Tomaco, which is oddly tasting tomato and tobacco combinations.
A nice smoky sauce.
Very, very smoky. Very, very hot.
Yeah, so. Smoky hot sauce for your pasta?
Yes.
So do you grow tomatoes?
I didn't last year, but I tried, and they failed miserably. Ew. And then nothing really. I mean, I don't know if it's just my own inability to water things or to keep
that
whole water thing. So necessary for, say, plants and vegetables.
Vegetables. Yes. So it's a fun thing to do with the family is gardening.
Oh, yes.
So you go out and you grow some stuff, and then you just sit back there and crunch away and make sauce. Rachel Ray says it's easy to make tomato sauce.
I mean, there's tomatoes, a little bit of...
And some what, water? I can't remember.
Yeah, water and sugar.
We need her as a guest.
Oh, Rachel Ray? Yeah, I'll give her a call.
Rachel
Ray. Because we're so tight.
Well, sure. You never know. So check this out. This class is tomorrow, by the way, at 9 o'clock. So you want to go check it out right now.
To learn about the flowers is tomorrow at 9?
Well, it's the challenging Park City climate growing season.
Which I have been challenged with.
There you go. Takes away the mysteries.
I'll get her
a hat, some garden gloves, some garden tools, and sunscreen.
What mom doesn't want a hat for Mother's Day?
Especially if you're outside gardening.
And in this
a little bucket so you can keep all your tools together.
Wow.
It's
look
a package.
At you. You are on top of this.
Well, I'm a mom.
You are. You win.
So, there you go.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's a lot of fun.
Tell her what she's won, Bob.
Okay. Well, then you too can win tickets. Stay tuned.
Yes.
Ooh, it's exciting. Let's see. What do we have going on here? Oh, the Park City Lions Club. We've heard this morning on Leslie's show, but if you happen to be in the shower and missed those few minutes, Park City Lions Club is holding a fundraiser, dog walk, and festival. A dog walk.
So bring your dogs.
And festival with food, music, doggy games, obstacle courses, bouncy houses. Oh, a doggy costume contest. You have to register online at walkwithmisha.com. And the proceeds go to the Park City Lions Club because, you know, they have that vision project. You know, you donate your old glasses. So there you go. It's $15. Give them a...
$15.
Yeah, go check it out. And again, that's walkwithmisha.com. And it's tomorrow. It's at the New Park Town Center.
Okay.
So if you want to go out there, go check that out. And that is like complete family activities because the doggie's there too.
Damn, and dogs?
I saw a card in the rack of Mother's Day cards that said, Happy Mother's Day from your kitty. It was a cat Mother's Day card.
Okay.
I was surprised. And then I thought, well...
How do they pay for it?
Do
they have little purses?
That's what dads are for.
Here you go.
A little kitty purse. Yeah, puppies and dogs. Dogs are definitely part of the family. So there's pet cards, Happy Mother's Day from the pet. And it's not my world, so I was surprised. Maybe a lot of people go, well, yeah, I bought one. How could there be any left?
Well, the other thing that we want to talk about is, do you know what geocaching is?
You know, I hear a lot about it, but I really need an expert to tell me exactly what's going on. But I know
pop
that
it into this studio
it's a
right
family
now.
Event.
Thank you, Sally.
What have you got?
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you got?
I have a Garmin here. It's a Garmin GPS system.
A GPS system for finding rocks?
No, for finding treasures.
Treasure hunting.
I was like, okay.
John.
What is geocaching? I want to say I am not so up on my geocache.
Oh, look
I
at that.
Have here, I have a,
ooh, wow, a
treasure map for you.
There's
that's
a map
nice.
And everything.
Yeah.
So you could use that as a placemat.
You could do.
And I can write in
it's laminated.
Yeah. And then here I have some markers. These are markers that you would find if you found your geocaching point, your waypoint.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Swanner Eco Center. Hopefully it's going to be sunny.
It'll be nice. There'll be a pocket in this snow thing that is predicted for the
and
tomorrow.
And if you wear the right shoes, you're good to go.
Fun Friday, I'll write you a note. We're gonna talk to the weather people, make sure that there's...
It could be a hunter kind of day. Gore-Tex and hunter, I'm not sure. But so you come in and you get a GPS system
this is
here.
Cool.
You
okay.
get your waypoints, and they're plugged into your Garmin, and you get this lovely map that you can write on with a marker.
I like it.
And you...
Walk around?
Yeah. You go to the point that is put into your system. It's kind of like a compass electronic compass, and you find that point, and you find one of these markers at that point telling you that you made it there. So you write down the answer to the question, how do beaver dams help water quality? Because this particular point was Clemson Beaver Pond Leveler.
So nice. That there's a Clemson Beaver Pond Leveler somewhere on the preserve that we have to find?
Yeah. Yeah. So you find that, and it tells you a little bit about nature.
Do we go out on the preserve to do this?
Oh, you do.
Really?
All 12 waypoints out there.
Well, then that's enough. I've never actually been out there. So
get dirty.
Get dirty. Get out there. And then I get a lovely little electronic device to tell me exactly where to get the dirtiest.
Yeah. And the really cool thing is that one of those 12 waypoints has a treasure box.
There's a box of treasure.
Box of treasure. And you get to take something out of that treasure box. It's your prize.
What if I took the whole box?
That would be bad.
That would not be good.
We have a camera on that box. And it's going to tell us who
you knew
all
I would be coming.
You could make the Fun Friday criminal list next week.
I will next week. I'm trying. Yeah, we're hurting for criminals, so I'm trying to take one for the team here.
We could take your picture and
or
make
the police
a
blotter.
Moment.
I can't wait to make the police blotter.
But I would think it would be fun, even if it is kind of rainy. So you take some umbrellas and you splash around and you play in the dirt. We don't care about the weather.
Exactly. Exactly.
It just makes it more fun.
Exactly. And this year, we have each month, May, June, July, and August, we have two geocachings per month on a Wednesday at 6:30 and then on the following Saturday at 11 a.m. And each one has 12 totally different waypoints.
Okay.
So you could keep coming back and it would be a completely different experience each time.
Exactly. So if somebody's really into geocaching and they love it and they're having a great time, we don't want them to be disappointed to come back the next month and find out it's all the same stuff.
So right. Geocaching is just a fancy way of saying treasure hunting?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Okay. But who knew?
But it's technical. There's
it's
technology.
It sounds much cooler than treasure hunting.
Yeah, science, nature.
There you go.
Geocaching.
So if you've got younger kids, you might just want to hit one or two points.
Well,
or do you need to go to all 12?
So for this particular one, we are recommending that 8 to 11-year-olds come with a parent.
Okay.
Don't just drop the kids off.
Send them out to a 12-acre
Here's your treasure.
Preserve.
Have my child.
Try to find your way back.
Good luck.
Whoops.
I forgot the breadcrumbs.
And if you're 12 or over, you can go on your own.
Okay.
At the end of the summer in August, we're actually going to have a special geocache that's for younger kids. So it's a little bit easier. This particular
one, spots are like two minutes apart or something.
A little closer, a little less, you know, traipsing way out there.
Fun.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what's the age again for tomorrow?
It's 8 to 11 with a parent or an adult or older
or 12 and up.
Friend, or 12 and up on your own.
Okay.
I would qualify in that 12 and up part.
Yeah, you're in. Figure that out. That's part of math. Yes. Be careful.
It's half price for members.
Okay.
And if you're interested, give us a call. We always like to get a heads up on how many treasures we need to hide.
Okay.
435-649-1767.
How much is a membership there?
A membership. So an individual membership is $35 per year.
Okay.
A student or senior is $25. How affordable is that?
Very affordable.
And a family membership is $100.
So somebody could stop by and get mom a Mother's Day gift?
That would be so nice. A very green. So, yeah, a Mother's Day gift. That is a great idea, Jan.
It's what we do.
We can do certificates.
That's how we do it.
You have to be clever when you're a procrastinator.
Yes. That's true.
I've now been elected president.
You are the president.
But apparently Jan held the title for quite some time.
I hope I don't get a cat card.
Okay. Oh.
Kitty? Yeah. I heard you guys were talking
it's
about
it. It's huge. I mean, it's huge.
Cat cards.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Okay, so when you become a member for the year, what can you enjoy throughout the year?
You know, our community events are free to members, and we have quite a few community events throughout the year coming up. On the 17th of May, we have a wetland bird walk at 7:30 in the morning.
That is next Saturday.
Yes. And then on the 29th of May, we have from 7 to 8 in the evening, we have Birding in Our Backyard with Bill Fenimore, who has written the book on birding in our backyard for all 50 states. So
he's
really, really an amusing guy. He is so fun to watch. Even my 15-year-old, when she was 15, saw him and said, "You know, Mom, that was pretty good."
See, there you go. Say, yeah, I know.
Score one for Mom.
I knew. You just didn't know I knew.
June 4th, the Wildflower Walk, most likely in the Glenwild side of the preserve. And coming up on the 26th of June, we are going to have a historic barn tour with the Park City Museum in combination. And
it's a combo deal.
Yeah. That's,
barn tour?
Yeah. So you're going to walk over to the barn and tour and learn about the history of the Wallen Farm and the barns that are still there.
So if you haven't checked out the preserve, it's here.
Well, there's a lot going on.
And there's a lot going on.
And that's only beginning. We are planning a Hawk Watch owl walk in June, and I don't have the date yet because the time hasn't been settled.
An owl walk.
Yes.
There's an owl season?
There is. I think they're very active in June.
Do you know how many types of wildflowers you have on your preserve?
I know. I know that we have over 100 species of birds we've counted, and that's both native species and migratory.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you, yesterday that I was looking out the window and I saw the most beautiful goldfinch right there in front of my eyes.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, a piece of beautiful yellow sunshine just twittering around.
Made your day, right?
In this weather. Yeah.
In this weather.
We have a lot of baby robins in our windows, birds' nests in our windows right now. And the babies, you can actually see the mom feeding them. They just hatched. The sandhill crane nest, some of those have hatched, and the parents are off the nest, and the colts are trotting along behind their parents, toddling along. And
how big is this preserve?
1,200 acres.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize it was that large.
It's pretty big.
Okay, so now I got to go out there and check it out.
800 plus of primarily wetlands, and then we have over 300 acres in the uplands.
So suggested shoe choice for this walking around the wetlands is probably not sandals.
No,
I think
hikers.
You want covered toe shoes, okay. And
boots.
Gore-Tex wouldn't be a bad
one. Galoshes. We made these up. Yeah, we made these up this last Sundance. We decided we were going to bedazzle galoshes and call them galoshes.
Oh.
That's we have so many million-dollar ideas
there
here on Fun Friday.
Get out the bedazzler and jazz up your galoshes and get out there and sparkle away.
And bedazzlers, yes. We made a call to our Fun Friday fansters of who had bedazzlers out there, and we will need to require, by the end of the show, we'll have to ask for waffle irons, too.
Yeah. Red galoshers, and you follow the yellow brick road.
Yes.
There you go. Fun. I think I'd like to go check out the flowers and take some pictures.
And then birds.
Mm-hmm.
100 different birds.
Well,
hey, maybe you could have...
30 ibis landed the other day. We were just sitting there, and they just landed in the pond right next to our director Nell's office. Boom.
How inviting.
I know. They were very happy.
Nice.
Splashing around.
Well, you know, Nell's such a fun person. You know, I'm sure that she just, you know, invites
the
birds.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Come on over.
I think she invited them on This Green Earth and went, stop by this week because I'll be sitting at the desk.
Yes. And the birds listened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Sure. We love listening birds.
Yes. Who's going to say no? They're not going to say no.
And how long have you been involved with the preserve?
5.5 years.
How much fun is that?
It's been great fun. Yeah.
Do you have an official title over there?
I do. I'm the director of business development.
Oh, okay.
I hope right now that I'm developing some business.
You are definitely developing something.
Yeah. Business it is. And so you can be a member anytime. It's not like it's a seasonal thing. You can just go over and be a member and go.
That's
out. We're good for the
memberships
year.
Are good for a year.
Okay.
So
at any time.
Any day. You can join any day. You can call me, email me, stop by. You can join online on our website.
Yeah. And I can stop in just to go for a walk one afternoon?
You can, and there are different things you can do for a walk on the preserve.
Okay.
Of course, we have our indoor tower that you can go up and view the preserve from, but you can also walk out on our pier. We have a combination to our wetland discovery trail, so about a quarter of a mile up the paved bike path, you find a gate. We give you the combination to that gate. We can even give you a little map telling about what you see in the discovery trail, and you put your combination in and go out there, walk down and back. And so you can be out in the preserve on your own in that area. And then, of course, our Saturday morning 10 a.m. nature walk, you can go with the naturalist.
Okay. Wow. Do you have any of those old stilts that I see the kids that used to walk over in the wetlands with? Do you have any of those to walk through it with?
I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
Good. I'm living in the past, man. Living in the past.
Well, you know, Mother's Day and kids and that sort of thing. So if you wanted to go for a stroll by yourself because you wanted to take a half an hour of the week on a Friday going, oh, my God, I'm exhausted. What's the fee on that?
There is no fee.
Donations are accepted all the time.
We accept donations. We recommend a $3 donation if you come into the preserve, but we do not make you pay that.
You don't have somebody just sitting there, you're shaking them down?
With a whip. Yes. With a stilt in our hand.
Hey, give me that. I think it's great. It might be just nice at the end of a big week to go for a little stroll.
Yeah. Yeah, and people who are real avid birders will get that combination the night before so they can head out on their own at 7 a.m.
Oh, sneaky.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Friday we allow tip. That. It's a good thing.
There you go. You found out first right here on Fun Friday.
Okay. So it's $15 per person. This is for ages 8 through 11. And can you just show up at the door?
Yes. You this? Can just show up at the door. We're planning to do this rain or shine.
Okay.
The only thing that will stop us is if we had a massive thunderstorm, lightning. Yeah. It's kind of like being in the pool. You don't want to be on the preserve when it's lightning.
Okay.
Everybody out of the pool.
It makes for a very interesting Mother's Day.
I think it's fascinating. Well, I think we cleared up the definition of the geocaching.
I think
so. Can you spell that, Jan?
No. There's no math and there's no spelling on Fun Friday. Those are two prerequisites.
Jeopardy doesn't require spelling either, so I'm okay.
We're going by Jeopardy rules here.
Go treasure hunting. Thanks. Oh, give us the website.
www.swannerecocenter.org.
Yeah, go check that out. I think it would be fun, especially I think in the crummy weather, it's got to be the most fun because you can get to play in the mud and it's all legit.
Yeah.
What Mother's Day gift would you like for Mother's Day this year? In case, somebody's listening that maybe will get you a mother. Well, it's like the perfect Park City Mother's Day gift.
I always ask my kids to go hiking with me on Mother's Day.
That's a great one. That's easy enough.
Because they're 21 and 18, and it's kind of hard to corral everyone together. I'm not really into brunch. I'd rather go for a hike and stop for lunch somewhere.
I sent my adult sons to JCPenney so they can go hiking through the storm 3 times.
Yes.
Thank you.
Jan, winner. All right, stay tuned. We've got some more underlighters and then some stupid criminals and some more giveaways. So
thanks,
stay
Sally.
Tuned.
You're welcome.
Thank Mountain you. Auto Repair in Heber is revved up and ready to support KPCW with Subaru Service, Subaru Repair, and Subaru Maintenance. Mountain Auto Repair is located close to Park City, south of US 40 on Highway 189, 654-2223 or 654-ABCD.
Hi, I'm Kelly from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake, and both offer complete design services. We're on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
Oh, we are almost out of time, but uh-oh. Before we get to the crazy criminals...
We have a great gift to give away for Mother's Day, so
it's a nice
get those
surprise.
Phones ready.
Okay, so
do we
here's
ask
the deal.
A question about this one or no?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to ask a question. Okay. Well, you know what? It kind of is a question and answer.
How about
all
something that
one.
We've learned in today's show, which is when did Mother's Day become an official holiday?
Oh, that's pretty tough.
For Woodrow Wilson, remember we started this off.
That's pretty tough. That's paying attention.
What year?
And taking notes. So here's the Fun Friday surprise. Thank you, Terry Orr. She has offered a pair of tickets to Mom's Choice of Shows.
Mom wins.
A pair of tickets to one of the shows from the Big Stars Bright Nights for the lineup this summer at Deer Grove.
Awesome. So we are giving those away.
So the question is, which show would Mom want to go to? And you can get two tickets. Call right now, 655-8255. It's two tickets to
any.
What you think your mom would choose. Yeah, so it is any of the shows. So the question becomes... Which show would Mom choose?
All right, and the winner is, we are on Fun Friday. Who's this?
This is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Awesome. Do you know which show you would like to take your mother to for Mother's Day?
Oh, it's the country one that's coming.
Nashville.
Yeah.
The Nashville one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
great.
Awesome. Well, you win. Are you a mother?
Yes, I'm a mother, too.
Awesome. Well,
fabulous.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Thank
Day.
Thank you.
Jamie, your last name?
Mitchell.
Okay.
All right. Jamie has won the tickets thanks to the Fun Friday and Terry Orr. Thank you so much for giving
for
those
Stars.
To us to give away.
Yeah. Big Stars Bright Nights. Thank you very much. That was a nice little surprise. So Jamie gets to go. Hey, Jamie, will you call the station in 10 minutes and we'll chat about how to get these tickets?
Yes, I will, and thank you, and you guys have a great weekend.
Great,
you
thanks.
Too.
Give me a call at 649-9004, and Ethel will hook you over, and we'll chat about that. Congratulations!
Okay, thanks.
Yippee!
That gives us enough time to say thanks to Squatters, and then we'll get the Crazy Criminals.
All right, right after Squatters, Crazy Criminals.
The Wasatch Brew Pub is proud to support KPCW, offering Opry Hour 7 days a week from 4 to 6, with fire and ice shots and an appetizer menu. Wasatch Brew Pub, we drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Okay, there we go. I am so proud of our crazy criminals, just because one is going to be in the
we keep a little file of all the idiots that make our criminal list, and then at the end of the year, we will pick the best. But this guy in Oregon will start off with a bank robber who decided to write his note on the back of his own grocery receipt. Well, the problem was that on the grocery receipt was his account balance from his food stamp account. And so they were able to track him down. It then also had something where it tied to an account number to his phone. They were able to GPS track this guy.
They geocached him.
They geocached him, and he got cashed in. So he and then they were able to find a hat that was on him with a DNA test. The cap linked him to this robbery. So not the smartest thing if you're going to write a note to a bank teller. Probably want to make sure there's no personal information on that so they can track you down. All right, next one. Man, and I can relate to this guy. He walks into a Waffle House with a pitchfork.
Like one of the Waffle Houses in the South?
It was in Georgia, as a matter of fact, in Norcross, Georgia. He walked in with a pitchfork to a Waffle House in Northeast Atlanta.
Pitchfork
was his weapon of choice, and was able to get the cash register from this Waffle House. But then he had to make a decision when he was outside to either keep the cash register or the pitchfork. So he dropped the pitchfork.
Okay.
And
so he's not that crazy.
Well, he was crazy enough to drop the pitchfork, where the employees of the Waffle House then chased him out, grabbed his own pitchfork, and then
used his own weapon against him
to knock into his car, and he was able to speed away, but they were able to find him maybe from the pitchfork dents in his car.
Fingerprints,
something like that.
Pitchfork holes in his car.
Pitchfork holes in his car
was
a dead giveaway.
It's the right distance.
But this guy is our year. What is his name? Let's find a Damon Tobias Exum, 37, in, once again, Dunwoody, Georgia. Decided that he was going to drive under the influence of alcohol, but plows into the back of a police car while driving, but didn't really realize it and sped away. The cops then, you know, uninjured, decided to chase this guy down. When asked for his driver's license, what does he do? He hands them a beer. Talk about a little incriminating evidence right there. Hey, here's your driver's license. I don't know. Hold my beer.
Here, hold this.
So that one led to eight counts of misdemeanor, including DUI and reckless driving. So that particular beer cost him a $3,270 bond. And I got a feeling he's not going to beat this one. He's going to have to have a really good lawyer. When you hand the officer a beer.
After you hit the police car.
After hitting his car. I'm thinking you're not getting out of this one in any way, shape,
you know,
or
if you kind of tip your toe in the water, you just might as well jump in.
This one jumped in. And the thing is, I was really upset because Jan asked me, what kind of beer was it? Because that could have made all the difference in the world. You know, you'd hand them something like a nice imported German beer or something.
No.
Maybe that would get you some more points in the pokey. All right. We want to thank our sponsors, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Wasatch Pub, Squatters Pub and Brewery, San Francisco Design, and Prudential Real Estate, for sponsoring today's show. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. Mom, I love you if you're listening. And you will get a gift, I promise. It's in the mail.
It's the Mother's Day season.
Seasonal gift.
Happy Mother's Day from KPCW, Park City.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning Family Law, LRW-LAW.com. Brett Stimson, mortgage assistant for home purchases, 801-201-3484. Low Stump Tree Service, Park City's local tree care, 435-200-5730. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.